The series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to CIO Essentials Audio, where we break down the trends shaping your financial world. Let's kick things off with the big picture. Equity markets had a strong run in the third quarter of 2025, but lately there's been a shift in sentiment. High valuations, market concentration, and all the buzz around AI, especially with Nvidia's investment in OpenAI and Oracle's new partnership, have people talking. What stands out to you about these developments?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. Well, the comparisons to the late 1990s dot-com bubble are definitely making the rounds, especially with questions about circularity in the AI ecosystem. However, I wouldn't recommend reducing equity exposure right now. Robust AI capital expenditure trends and adoption rates are key reasons to stay invested.
Absolutely. And I think what's particularly notable is the projection that the AI industry could hit 10% adoption by year end, with the market potentially reaching $1.5 trillion by 2030. Early adopters are already seeing economic benefits. Let me ask you this. How does the macroeconomic backdrop play into this outlook?
Yeah, great question. Well, it's worth highlighting first that US economic growth has been stronger than expected, and with lower interest rates anticipated into early 2026, that's a positive for equities. We expect the S&P 500 to reach 7,300 by June 2026. Plus, Fed rate cuts have historically benefited emerging markets, and China is expected to gain from improved liquidity and rising consumer spending.
That's fascinating. So when it comes to regional and sector preferences, what do you favour right now?
Well, we're overweight on US and global equities with a preference for Japan, emerging markets, China and Brazil. On the sector side, we highlight technology, utilities, global banks, US financials, US healthcare, as well as European industrials and real estate.
Great. Let's dive deeper into some of those sectors. For example, what's driving the positive view on global banks and US healthcare?
For global banks, it's about improved cost efficiency, lower credit risk, excess capital, and a more normalized yield curve. They're also seeing some deregulatory tailwinds and a resilient macro environment, both of which support lending and net interest income growth. As for US healthcare, policy clarity on drug pricing and tariffs is a plus, and there's structural growth from demand for products that extend healthy lifespans. New therapies for obesity and Alzheimer's could offset patent expirations, and the sector's defensive qualities add resilience.
That's an interesting perspective. Utilities and power infrastructure also seem to be in focus, especially with the AI and data center trends. What's the story there?
Yeah, that's quite a hot topic at the moment. Demand for electricity and grid infrastructure is accelerating with OpenAI deals fueling global investment. By 2030, annual investment in power generation, energy storage, grid infrastructure, and data centers could reach $3 trillion. Utilities offer both defensive qualities and growth potential, and US valuations are considered fair.
Right. And European industrials are trading at a discount to US peers, with potential benefits from increased defense spending, reshoring, and the energy transition. But what about risks? Are there any red flags to consider?
Yes, we do note some risks like supply-demand mismatches, leverage, financial engineering, and the potential for AI circularity. It's clear that while the outlook is constructive, monitoring these risks is important. And of course, it's always good to remember that past performance isn't indicative of future results.
Couldn't agree more. Any final takeaways?
Only one from my side today. Although we're seeing high valuations and market concentration, these aren't necessarily reasons to underinvest. The combination of AI and macroeconomic trends supports a positive view on equities, but diversification and risk monitoring remain key.
That's a great takeaway. Thanks so much for sharing your insights today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure as always, and I look forward to the next one.
This material has been prepared and published by the global wealth management business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.